This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Hearing overheard conversations is always the best, right? Well, let me tell you about the one that I heard yesterday.
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yeah, this is insane. In fact, I kind of want to make a game out of it.
Okay.
So let me set the stage. I was working out yesterday.
Brag about it.
Not to brag. Looking pretty swole, shedding some pounds. I was doing a stationary bike, right?
Okay.
And there's a row of stationary bikes at the gym.
Yeah.
And the guy 2 bikes down from me was on the phone.
Interesting. I hate when people are on the phone in public, by the way. It drives me insane.
I know. I was like, okay. You know, like, I'm sure he's like probably like a business, you know, call or something.
Yeah.
But as the call goes on, I'm, you know, I can't help but eavesdrop. Like, it's literally right next to me. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about how he's going through a divorce right now. Oh, and no. I concluded that he was talking to the woman he was getting divorced with.
Why? Was he like really heated?
It got contentious at points.
Oh,
okay.
No.
They have a young daughter and they were kind of arguing about where should she go to school and like where she should live. And, you know, and like, will they get, you know, like if they get remarried and all of this. So like, it seemed like they had been divorced for a while, but they're going through court right now.
Okay.
This is where I want to make a game out of it. Okay. I want to play some overheard bingo.
Ooh,
I have got a list of things that were said.
Okay.
Whether it be one word or phrases. And I want callers to come in and guess and see if we can't get bingo from this.
Okay.
5 in a row, we'll get bingo.
I mean, I want to win today, so people need to call.
Yeah. 312-946-4995. Look, divorce is rampant, okay?
Yes.
Everyone has either had it experienced in their own lives or someone close to their lives.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not, like, uncommon for you to know the type of arguments and disagreements you have when it comes to a divorce, right?
And you've probably been in public too, where somebody's on the phone yelling at somebody and you have to listen in.
So if you've got a guess that you would like to add to our overheard bingo, and hopefully it's on the board, and let's try and get a bingo here. 312-946-4995. There is a free space as well, which I will reveal coming up next. That was the most used word. But 312-946-4995. If you would like to get in and guess and try and help us get bingo and overheard bingo.
There's not any like swear words.
No, not that contentious. That's next. We're playing some overheard bingo. I overheard a conversation while working out yesterday between a guy on the phone with who I believe to be his ex-wife going through a divorce. And we're going to try and guess the phrases and words and topics that came up during this conversation that went on for about 40 minutes. So let's go now to Darren in Chicago.
Darren, what's your guess?
Money.
Money. Just anything about money.
Yeah.
Is it on the bingo card?
You know what? I will allow it.
Okay.
You know, because
right,
there was an argument about how his parents live a very cushy life, and she was somewhat jealous of it. So, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, that's money.
That counts as money.
Adjacent.
So, you know what? Darren, it's on the board. Good guess. Well done.
Nice. Awesome. Love, look, oh, like listening to you guys. All right.
Hey, what happened to loving?
Yeah, you don't love us anymore? Okay. It's just a like situation?
Love listening to you guys.
Oh, God. Thank you, Darren.
Well, you know what? I like you. No, I love you, Darren.
Oh
man. Come on. Yeah. Right on.
Jeanette in Chicago.
What's your guess?
I mean, something like best for her.
Ooh, the is best,
best
for her.
For her.
That would be best for her.
Is best for her on there?
If the child is a girl.
It is a girl. And yes, wow. It is on there. Jeanette, that was one of the most common phrases heard during this. So that was a really good
Not
guess.
Not that I've ever been divorced with a daughter.
No. Yeah.
It almost it got said so many times, it was almost like the free space.
I do have a free space on here. And if it is guessed, then I will reveal it. But then, yes, yeah. That was very close to being the free space. Jeanette, thank you so much for that guess.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Tom in New Lenox.
What's your guess?
I'm not coming. Home.
Not coming home. Is that on the bingo card?
Well, unfortunately, it is not.
That's
it
a really good guess, though, Tom. I would imagine if it was getting contentious down there, a not coming home would be crucial.
The only thing is, Tom, I think they've been separated for a while now, so I think they had already found separate places to live. But
okay,
great guess.
Great guess, Tom.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Julie and Clearing.
Julie, what's your guess for overheard bingo?
I would say cheating. Ooh. When you're out somewhere, you catch your significant other with having a meal with somebody else.
Cheating, because, you know, that does cause a lot of divorces. Mm-hmm. And if it was getting contentious, that could be the root cause.
You know, I did try and, you know, once I was invested in this conversation, try and find out what the reasoning was behind the divorce. And unfortunately, I could not determine. So I don't know. I do think that they have both moved on and both have significant others because they did talk about potential marriage down the road.
Okay.
But I could not tell if either one of those relationships happened while they were still together. So,
dang it.
Julie, I'm sorry, but great guess.
Great guess, Julie.
Thank you for playing.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Can I take a guess?
You sure can.
I'm going to guess the phrase, how could you say that? Like, how could you say that to me? How could you say that?
How could you say that? Is it on the board? Kyle, well done.
Wow.
Well done.
I'm proud of myself.
And the free space is... the word delusional.
Oh.
That was thrown out throughout the entire conversation.
Oh my gosh. So what do we miss?
It was basically along the lines of, I'm giving in and you're not giving enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Right. Look, it was contentious. Fortunately, we did not get bingo this time, but hopefully next time. I overhear a divorce court breaking out.